In 1977, the British tabloid press was captivated by the story of Joyce McKinney, a former Miss Wyoming. She was accused of kidnapping a Mormon missionary named Kirk Anderson and then raping him for 3 days straight. But McKinney, in a new documentary from Errol Morris, remembers things differently.
When I met my Kirk, it was like in the movies. When Juliet looks at Romeo and it's pew. The next thing I know, he vanished into thin air. I found him in England. The Mormons had him. I knew there was only one way to get Kirk out of Mormonism, and that was to make love with him. Kirk and I went to this cottage. We made love for 3 days. It was like a honeymoon.
Errol Morris's new film is called Tabloid. Morris won an Oscar for Fog of War and directed one of my favorite documentaries, Standard Operating Procedure, and he joins us in studio. Errol, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
One of the things that you're known for is not passing judgment on the people that you interview, of maintaining this neutral stance, which so many journalists try to maintain and sometimes fail. And I'm wondering if you came away from this film deciding who was lying or if there was anybody telling the truth.
Well, I have a theory about lying. Everybody is lying.
Maybe you're lying
some
to
people.
Me right now, aren't you?
Oh, most certainly. Some people more than others. And the job is ferreting out truth from lies. In this story, that's a tricky number because the stories are so wacky, so strange. You might say none of them are believable. But clearly something did happen here. And part of the enjoyment of this film is trying to figure out what it was. What did happen? Was there a rape? Was there a kidnap? Was the sex consensual?
So,
who is Joyce McKinney?
And why does she do the things that she does, which was a big question for me. Did you know any of the answers to the questions when you went in to do this documentary?
I'm better with questions than with answers.
On all your films?
There's certainly an element of mystery in all of my films. That's why I make them, to try to figure out really what's going on. It doesn't matter whether it's Standard Operating Procedure or The Fog of War or Tabloid. There's a mystery, often two mysteries, a mystery about what happened and a mystery about people.
This film is coming at a pretty good time to release a documentary called Tabloid, wouldn't you say? I mean, with all the things going on with Rupert Murdoch's News Corp in Britain and the scandals over the cell phone hacking, the scandals over possibly hacking into Prime Minister Gordon Brown's medical records, his legal records, his bank accounts. To do a documentary film about how far tabloid reporters will go and how far they sometimes get from what the real story and the real facts are, this is pretty good timing.
Seemingly. Certainly at the heart of this movie is a tabloid war. Two British papers competing with each other for circulation and in the process making up stories as they went along. We like to think at the heart of journalism is the pursuit of truth. And it's always a little bit shocking when we see that it is something else possibly altogether. Don't get me wrong. I think of myself as at least in part a journalist. And as a journalist, I think you do have to go after the truth. But we have been introduced, certainly in the last couple of weeks, to journalistic stories that are about the exact opposite of facing the truth, ignoring the truth, making up evidence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Could you be referring to the Casey Anthony trial, perhaps?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on, the Casey Anthony trial being one of them, absolutely.
In which we have seen people like Nancy Grace and other journalists giving personal opinions about what they think the truth is. Is that what you mean? Is it that journalists shouldn't give a personal opinion?
Personal opinions, of course, are part of journalism. They should be qualified as personal opinions. But what's so strange about now, the world we live in now, almost a hall of mirrors, journalists reporting on other journalists, endless amounts of media. I don't know, maybe I can't remember what it was like years ago, but it seems though the number of sources has multiplied. It's metastasized beyond belief. I don't really even know where I'm reading stuff, where it came from. Reporters reporting on other reporters reporting on reporters. I wonder whether there really is any reporting going on.
Let me get back to your current film, which is called Tabloid. It's about Joyce McKinney, the former Miss Wyoming, and how she rescued the love of her life, Kirk Anderson, from a Mormon, what she called a Mormon cult in the 1970s. She's made personal appearances at a large number of the pre-release screenings of your documentary. And yet she's quoted in the New York Times as saying her mission in going to all these screenings is to clear her name and undo the damage by what she calls your celluloid catastrophe. What's your response to that?
It's good alliteration.
Did you edit her to make her look bad, Errol Morris?
I edited her to make her look good. I think she is a truly fabulous character, fabulous romantic character. And she emerges in Tabloid as a truly complex person. I mean, there's a mystery about who is Joyce McKinney, but many, many, many people, most people, I believe, watching this movie come away liking Joyce McKinney.
And you don't not even sure why, but it does raise the question for me when I look at this story of Joyce McKinney coming back to see her all these years later. And then you think about people like Casey Anthony, you think about Octomom, you think about the Kardashians, people who are so often the subject of tabloid journalism, and wonder if the system is chewing them up and spitting them out. What is the future for some of these people who are splashed all over the headlines?
There's this trade-off. I mean, there are people who are completely innocent victims of journalism. They don't ask for it. They don't seek it. They become tangled in it, perhaps inescapably tangled in it. The story of Joyce McKinney is a little bit more complicated because I have a hard time seeing her as a completely innocent victim of tabloid journalism. Having said that, is she a victim? Yes. Was she abused by the tabloid papers? Absolutely. And part of my job is to tell that story. Joyce would have preferred that I had made a movie just about her. She would be the only interview subject. I would never talk to the tabloid journalists themselves. We appeared together after a screening of Tabloid in Los Angeles this last weekend. And I told her, it's not as though the tabloid journalists in this movie are treated as truth tellers. I mean, you question everything they say. She seemed surprised. She says, is that true? She asked the audience, is that really true? And the audience tells her, of course it's true, Joyce. They tell you that they're making up stuff.
Is this story a product of the 1970s, or is this exactly the same way, do you think, that tabloids work today?
Things are constantly changing, but as we all know, even though things are constantly changing, there's a lot that remains the same. There's a whole aspect of tabloid journalism in this story, which is all too familiar. And it's not familiar from years ago. It's familiar from the news today.
Yeah. Well, the story is eerily familiar. It's also incredibly enjoyable. The new documentary from Errol Morris is called Tabloid. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And if you want to hear Joyce McKinney responding to the film Tabloid, you can visit thetakeaway.org and click on today's show. While you're there, add your songs to our summer playlist, The Takeaway Celebrating Summer Music, and we want to get your mixtape, maybe for a summer road trip or a backyard barbecue. You can post your song to thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and sing us your favorite line. John Hockenberry comes back next week. I'm Celeste Headlee. Have a good weekend. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.